It's a show. We're recording a show to the beat of I was gonna sing along to the beat. I failed so horribly.
That's not good. It's and weird. You're a drummer and you can't do the beat.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. If only there were like a stereotype about white guys and keeping to the beat, but there isn't.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days some brave new comedic turf to be mined, right?
Yeah.
You are listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. No commentary. There we go.
Hey,
John.
Oh, my Lord. We're joined by two people today. I got Allison Frank over and my good friend I've known since Christ, eighth grade, and the artist, more importantly, on my comic, The Spooky's Comic. We do that together.
Oh, yeah.
It is G. For the sake of anonymity, he is simply G.
Yeah, and John does most of the work, too.
Yeah. I do nothing. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com.
Sounds good.
There
wow.
we go. Sounds all perky again. Yeah. Did you relax from the traffic?
I sure did. That three-day break or whatever between recording.
I gave you a little time.
Yeah. Because that was on Monday, and now it's Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
You seemed like Ed on The Tonight Show, that when Johnny would catch him really drunk, and he offered he could take a nappy poo on the cot.
Oh, Johnny.
My Lord. You are a gifted mimic. We have been missing out on so much we could do with this show.
Yep.
Can you do a Santa for me? Oh, my Lord. My Lord, the vast... Where can't we go with this? Like a damn mina bird.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. Two episodes a week of the show, a bunch of my writing as well, and all of our contact information. There's facebook.com/papasbasement. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. She is at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank on Twitter and Instagram, where she pulls out her boobs and then acts like she doesn't.
Yep.
She's That's like, right. yeah, she takes all these fancy pictures of her juices because Allison's a big fitness nut and she's big into juicing. And she's like, here's the fancy juice I made.
Right.
And then it's just you like in a tank top and you're lactating.
Right.
And your areolas are visible.
Right.
And you're like, I made milk juice.
The end.
It's good stuff. Find us on iTunes. I'll bring down the good old Gray Sky Eternal for that.
Yeah, that's great.
Great band. Great band. Brother might be the guitarist, not really saying one way or the other.
Oh,
great band, though. Killer. Find us on iTunes. Find Gray Sky Eternal on iTunes while you're at it. While you're just taking this dilly-dallying through the iTunes forest.
Yeah.
Look up Papa's Basement and subscribe. Find the Gray Sky Eternal album out there. Download that.
Okay. I'm on it.
Send us some money.
Okay.
Send us some money.
You need to get that PayPal link on your website.
I was supposed to get a PayPal link back when Allison busted her choppers.
Yeah, that's true.
And needed all of her rotten teeth yanked.
Still.
This is why you should never juice people. It melts out your teeth at the root. The root, I say.
That was years of poor eating habits. I have a cavity and nearly filled in every tooth. Yeah, but I have a beautiful smile. So there's that. I do. I would have to say yes.
You have a nice smile, like by antebellum standards. Like, you have a nice, I could gum down a biscuit.
Right.
Corn on the cob, not
Start
really happening.
Start an apple.
You need the help to chew the corn for you and then feed it to you like a baby bird.
Delicious. Why are you taking off your clothes?
I wanted to put a sexual electricity through the both of
that's
you.
That's what G needed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever heard AC/DC's Thunderstruck, that's what I'm doing.
Ugh.
Sexual Thunderstruck. That is the song the two of you will be singing momentarily. Wait for the cold to affect my nipples.
What was that Stewart song we were playing all the time?
Rod Stewart, Body Wishes.
Evan's Body Wishes.
Oh, boy.
If you haven't listened to the show long enough, there was a period of time where they left in the studio an actual vinyl copy of Rod Stewart's Body Wishes. And I would just put on Body Wishes for a half hour. All of our show prep would take place to Body Wishes.
Correct.
Apparently a horrible album of his, by the way. Like, I went on All Music. They're like, This is where the wheels come off for all Roderick. this is where he just starts cashing those checks from EMI or whoever his label was.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. Body Wishes. That is a bumping tune. Why am I just saying it? Like, I can't summon Body Wishes right now.
Yeah. Some of those lyrics.
It's like Beetlejuice, except you only have to say it once.
Oh, my golly.
I typed in Body Wishes and it just filled in Rod Stewart on YouTube. It's like dismiss. I was like, oh no, YouTube. Oh no, buddy. Here it comes.
Oh,
wait,
my.
No ad. Okay. Come on, just kick in then. Damn you. There we go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
G's head bobbing over here. Yeah.
Smooth.
Oh yeah. Some nice early 80s Rod doing cocaine. With a thin white woman, no ass, lots of pubic hair. That's what this song makes me think of.
Horrible. We're all cringing here.
Really, that scene in RoboCop where it wasn't Clarence Boddicker was the evil guy. Who was the dude who was, it wasn't Dick Jones. Who was it that was doing blow with two girls? And he's like, I'm so happy that I got you two smart ladies to share my evening with.
I don't know.
And they're all doing a little bump.
I've never seen RoboCop.
I know you're talking about. That's because you're Ferrer or something like that.
What's
his name?
Oh wow, there's a picture of Rod in nothing but a Speedo and a tie.
No.
That just went by.
No.
On this Body Wishes compilation made by a fan. I'm gonna pot you down because now I can't concentrate. full turgidity established.
Gross.
Gotta have enough blood left to go to the brain.
With his hands swirling over his crotch, it's nasty.
God, Rod Stewart and his clone Randy Rhodes, the good old Ozzy Osbourne guitarist who died. I think they're literally the same. They had the same hair.
Yeah. A lot of people had that hair.
It's really like Randy died in that airplane accident and walked over to Randy. I'm sorry. Randy died. Rod walked over, put it on like a coonskin cap.
Oh, poor thing. But I do like his voice. I do.
He's great.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing, no joke. I love that song. And I'm not saying that in like some hipster. I've ironically removed myself from loving that. No, I just love that song.
Yeah.
That voice, that smooth production.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good screwing song. I don't think enough white people do, in all honesty. Like, they do not appreciate, really only black people.
No.
Are just like, I'm putting on a song and we are screwing to this music.
No, everybody's got hump tunes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done the hump tune thing, but it's almost always just to the bad rock music that the chick I was screwing would listen to. Like, I have a very vivid memory of blowing one in a chick back when, like, Nickelback had just their first album. And she's like, there's this song called, like, Feeling Way Too Damn Good or something. And I'm just, like, laying into her and that's on and, like, Godsmack.
Gross.
Comes around. It's like, I'm doing the best I ever can. So get away. I'm just like,
nasty.
Grabbing her by the hair, giving it to her.
I don't
feel
good.
Sully Erna's in the background.
Nasty.
Oh, God. God, was music bad for such a vast swath of time, but really, that early 2000s rock.
Yeah.
Rock's last hurrah really has never been on the radio since. You turn on DC 101 today, and it's like, Give It Away by the Chili Peppers coming up next. Oh, okay. Haven't heard that, Diddy. Thanks, Chili. Thanks for breaking those new artists.
Yeah, how about
radio
that?
Radio and music in general in no way are dead. And then a tear comes down my cheek like ironized Cody.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I don't know what happened to rock music. On 101, it is the biggest wuss crap that's on right now. It's like this folk-inspired crap.
Is it really?
Yeah. It, you have like the stuff from the 90s and then all of this new folk-inspired stuff.
Some guys who are like, we grew up really into Savage Garden.
They get like
that's our thing.
Like Mumford and Sons type stuff. Like they play that on 101.
Yeah.
And then like all of their
that's like
people
a big
that are copying
thing.
Them and stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't know. This generation is I don't know. They're a bunch of wusses.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just, anyone who really dresses in that hipster garb.
Well, what's your hump tune then?
No.
You made a human, so.
Chuck
you...
Berry's my ding-a-ling.
That's true. I'd see them doing that.
That would be a good one.
Very subtle.
Yeah.
You just put that on and then let your eyes slowly tilt downward.
That's terrible. Not
what
good.
Is your screw tune, Allison?
I mean, back in the
you're
day.
A woman, so you're passive in this. So what song are you screwed to while you passively accept the powerful man inside you?
No, back in the day, I had all the normal ones. Some Barry White, some Genuine, some R. Kelly.
That's a big swath of time, the Genuines.
Well, he only had really one hit, so.
How was Genuine even spelled
and
again?
What was, that
was there
other
a
one?
J in there?
Some Sade, maybe.
Nice. Smooth operator. God, I'm a blowjob to smooth operator. Just nodding as she goes through the checklist that is that song of how this guy is amazing. Like penthouses in Chicago or whatever the hell he has. Just be like, yeah, yeah. Nah, I have none of that. Continue, though.
Some Marvin Gaye, you know, classic stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I love thinking about a man who was shot by his father while screwing. That one keeps me puffy.
I'm just saying. All That's the old good. Stuff.
I'm glad you had a screw song. So, Jerry, you didn't actually have anything. Have you ever screwed to music at all, Jerry?
Yes.
I can't remember.
His wife is way into music. Are you kidding? Anytime I've been with them, we've had ABBA sing-along.
His wife, ABBA. Before ABBA, Gary.
G.
G. G's wife, like, is into ABBA.
Yeah.
And then horrific progressive metal. That's it. It would be
true?
Like, yeah. Well, not really bad. I mean, it's considered good by the standards of prog metal. I just don't like prog metal. She
like
would be like,
that.
Do me to Dancing Queen. No, like
the Cookie Monster.
Opeth.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
Just, you know, it's like, oh, it's Rush, but with darker lyrics. Screw me to YYZ, G.
Oh, your poor little muffin. Is that what your baby goes to lullabies to?
That's really Cannibal Corpse more than anything.
I remember that. Seventh grade, Cannibal Corpse.
Eighth
coming
grade.
Over to John's house.
Eighth grade. That was
almost John's like, hey, look at this cool stuff, man. There's like dead people. They're growling.
That was like a schism almost in our friendship. That's when there was a time where.
I was like, I don't know this guy.
Well,
I can't deal with this. This is too much.
Jerry's dad.
G.
Oh, yeah. G. Really great at this. I would have been so great as Deep Throat. My name is. All right. G, his pops for a time loved me around the house. And I want to say halfway through eighth grade, I purchased a flannel jacket, which had a pocket for cigarettes. And I would maybe wear sunglasses sometimes and combat boots and long pants even in the summer. And you could see how quickly I suddenly wasn't welcomed around the house.
Didn't you have like amber sunglasses or something like that?
I bummed those off of Baron.
I think that was it.
Baron
I
had,
think it was the amber sunglasses.
Baron
like,
had
that's
the,
what people that do drugs wear. Baron. Amber sunglasses.
But that's true then.
Well, G's dad was in the DEA, so he just had this concept of, you know, like the cokehead who would then try to strut into a day job with like pupils the size of saucers, so he has to put the sunglasses on. Yeah, it's like a kid or gerbil eyes. Shark eyes, that's a good one. But as a kid, you don't care. No one's looking in your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents might see they're red, but we just had Visine for that. We were so sneaky. God. I used to just get those pamphlets of like what to look for if your kid's on drugs, and I just use that as a checklist for things to take care of.
The funny thing was that your mom was suspicious of everybody else but you.
Yeah.
They all thought that everybody else was a bad influence on John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But and John's like the kingpin.
I was getting everyone the drugs. It's fun.
That's bad.
Not so much.
That's not good.
But yeah, G and I. See? Yeah.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
G and I were very nerdy and tight for the first chunk of eighth grade.
Yeah, when you had the Turbo Duo. You
know, oh, God.
That was definitely a
Turbo Duo
a big
game
positive
system.
In John's corner. But then.
Owned by maybe 200 to 300 non Japanese individuals. That system, that Turbo Graphics, that whole thing, not so big in the States.
Mm-mm.
And after a bit of time, I was like, I'm sick of being the smart kid. I want to be the hard kid. And I accomplished that by getting into death metal. And it had that, Cannibal Corpse was one of the acts.
I don't even know.
I look back at Cannibal Corpse because a lot of those bands, like Carcass, I still admire their musicianship. And I'm like, that was tight. And if Pantera or Slayer comes on Sirius, I'm like, God, those guys rock like crazy. I was onto something, but sometimes they'll play the Cannibal Corpse. And it's just like, I eat skin from your vagina. What was I doing?
Yeah, actually, one day I borrowed your car. I had to do something for your mom or whatever. When I got in, it was all
my roommate.
I was like, oh my
god. Well, sometimes I will leave on Sirius's Liquid Metal.
And I think William said something like, was John the last one in it before that? Like, oh yeah, your mom's out cruising in his car. Yeah, okay, that was your mom's tunes.
G?
Yes, John.
Since Allison just doesn't want to bring it this episode.
Okay, because I don't know anything about Cannibal Corcus or whatever.
Cannibal Corcus, yes.
Corcus. That's a good name. I like it.
Here is this, and it needs to be brought here.
Oh, God. The end.
That's Allison.
Quit.
Someone can describe what I'm doing. It doesn't really work on radio. It's a gesture.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. There was you showed me one time. You held up your fist, and you're like, this is what my coach said. And you held up a fist.
I said this?
Well, what I did was kind of a play on that. Your coach apparently once taught you.
Uh-huh.
He held up a fist. He said, this is the ball. And then he took his cupped hand and placed it over the fist. He says, I need you to be on it.
By coach, you meant court.
Court. Yeah. Okay. Was that court's thing?
Yeah, that was just a gag coach. That was just a gag that we used to do. Yeah,
but you made up a coach that said that.
Maybe
that sounded so cool.
Okay,
two weird little fellow sexless eighth graders.
Oh,
I thought
no.
I had a jock friend who had like this actual wise, battle wary coach giving him wisdom.
No,
he's just
a little
wise.
Fatso playing D&D. Well, yeah, he wasn't wise. He's the coach. But he's dumb coach wisdom. Fine. But, you know, it sounds like something a coach would say.
Okay. We're going to be the ball and do what? We're going to be on top of it.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? It works for you, Allison. This ball is laughter.
Okay.
And here you are on top of it, stifling it.
Well, what was all that fanning the comedy to your heart business?
Oh, I was saying if I'm holding the fist of comedy.
Yeah.
And then I was saying you need to bring it.
Oh.
You need to bring it. And I was
that
pushing
was
the fist toward me
with
the other
language.
Hand.
If you had a child, they would be so confused.
Oh, yeah. That's like cruising. That's like gay talk for cruising. Like I'm just holding the fist and then slipping a hand around it.
Yeah, that's a whole different... A whole different party.
It's all deaf gay dudes. They see that and it's like, are you packing the amyl or am I?
Bad. That was bad. All our deaf listeners are going to appreciate that joke.
I think we can upset that demo.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
Yeah, you can apply that to pretty much anything we ever do. G.
Yes.
Yes, John.
G, you're in here. Today,
yeah,
to promote a certain endeavor.
I am.
Something that we both engage in together.
Yes.
Not the act of homosensuality.
No. Or fisting, which we were miming.
Amyl nitrate fueled fisting sessions.
Yeah. We do something less productive.
Fewer endorphins are released, believe me. We together create a comic called The Spookies.
Wow, sounds interesting. Can you tell me more?
There you go. That's what I... Yeah. Someone earned the Chipotle burrito I'm getting after the show. Right there.
Home run.
So have you explained The Spookies before on your show, John?
Spookies has been plugged several times on the show.
But have you explained what it is, John?
It's a bunch of monsters. And they act like
Let
people.
Let him explain.
Yeah, he can explain it. He's better.
Okay. Even though John is the writer and he... basically came up with everything, but
you know, it's sad. I really don't even remember what I did.
I am the illustrator.
Yeah, he does all the hard work. He illustrates. He handles the uploading to the site.
Yeah,
I love working with him because what everyone else takes for granted when they do the show with me,
right?
It's just like, oh, we just recorded that. When is it up? It's like, I don't know. I have to trim it down and actually handle the uploading and put in the URL. You're like, just get it done.
Yeah,
that's what I do with Jerry. G. I just ship him over a script. I'm like, all right, when is this live? Yeah. Make it happen. and he does all sorts of stuff.
He's so talented.
He is. He's a really great artist.
I went through his
whole
portfolio over here.
Even if you don't like the writing for the Spookies.
Yeah, which is you.
Yeah, which is, trust me, you won't.
But I want to hang those in my house.
G's art is amazing.
Well, funny you should say that. You might have the opportunity.
Yeah, so G, again, this is really, he's the brains behind this. I'm happy to contribute. G came up with the concept of, look, all the time, anytime we ever do anything for ourselves, we pay for all of it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's not like we are buying matching Rolls Royces here.
Right.
But it would be nice if we could have the cost of this comic in some way offset by the people who have listened to your show for six and a half years. Good God, what have I done? 6.5 years. The guys who read the site.
Yeah.
People who follow you on Twitter. Tap into that. Do something.
Yeah.
So, G.
Yes.
Pick it up. Go from
there. So, what we did is we started a Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter is live right now. We have about 20 more days. We're already 50% towards our goal. But we need more. And what we really need...
Roughly 50% more.
Roughly 50% more. But what we really need is every listener that's been listening to John... on and off for 6 years.
Right.
Which is a long time to be doing something for completely free.
Rest assured, I've never made a penny from this.
John has never made a penny, and he cries himself to sleep every night.
Good old Brenda Bren sends me candy lot. That's about
and you
it.
Got a couple free razors.
Yeah, that's true. I got free razors one time, and I had to write a review.
But essentially, you know, if you do listen to John, and you like what he's doing, and you think he's funny... this is your time that you can support him, even if it's just for $1. In fact, $1 makes a big difference because it increases our search rankings. It puts us up on the site. It brings more traffic to us. So if you can't contribute anything, you know, if you're strapped for cash, if you just do $1, that would make all the difference in the world. One, because John doesn't have to cry himself to sleep at night.
Right.
He actually feels like, wow, you know, people actually listen to me. You know, people give two shits about what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And it lets him know that he's not talking into the vacuum. He's actually talking into a radio space with
you
listeners.
You said vacuum and there's an actual cricket sound. Is that your ringtone?
Yes, that's my ringtone. So
that was well timed.
Yeah. So it's
oops.
Really
yeah, the phone's firing.
it's really important to us. If especially John to see that there is this interest, that there is this support, that will help carry his show, it'll help carry the comic, and it'll help give us a chance to do something and maybe break even. Mm-hmm. That's really what we're shooting for right now. We're shooting for breaking even because we already have to shell out, you know, the money for the convention that we want to go to. We'd like to go to more than one, but we're going to start keep it small.
Yeah.
So we already have the money to go to that convention, or spent that money to go to the convention. And then we're going to have to spend more money to publish the comics. And publishing comics on a small print run is extremely expensive. So, you know, if we could get this $350, that would offset it. That would allow us to break even at the end of the day. That would give us the motivation and the heart to keep going doing this. So, like I said, if you like this, if you want to support John... please, please, please go to the website, go on Kickstarter, look up the Spookies, or just go to the Spookies because we have a link.
TheSpookiesComic.com.
TheSpookiesComic.com.
Although TheSpookiesComic.com still forwards to it, right? Or did you take it down? Or
I haven't touched that.
You abandoned that very quickly. Yeah. That broke my heart.
It was just too much work.
That broke my heart.
Like when I have to solve
a
problem.
I bought a URL and it was supposed to forward to another URL and it didn't. And Jerry's like, I'm just making another URL. I'm like, no, Jerry, you're adding more letters to it.
No, if I have to solve a problem and it takes me that long and it's going to take me that much effort, I'll just throw money at it and get it done. As long as the money's reasonable.
I'll be sure to tell your child that when they first get in trouble.
No, I mean, you have to factor your effort into it. That's time I could be drawing. That's time I could be doing something else. Yeah. So that was a story on that. But back to the Kickstarter. If we make this, then, you know, we'll be able to go to the convention and break even. And we'll be able to actually feel like we're making money off of our comics, which is an amazing thing for an independent comics creator to do. So...
G is setting the bar really low. I want to walk into that convention sell out in roughly 8 to 10 minutes, and then be carried out to the chant of the name Rudy.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
So now if you want to contribute more than a dollar, right, and you haven't seen or heard John Spiel on the Kickstarter.
There is a video of me that I recorded in the very studio
right.
where
I
we are right
that.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm going to post that on inpapasbasement.com. You can see it. Just Google Spooky's Comet Kickstarter. That'll get you right to us as well. Like G said, you donate $1 and that will drive us up the list of like potential Kickstarter things you can contribute to, and other strangers might chip in.
Yeah.
Because we have what, 6 people that backed us so far?
Seven.
And 2 are guys we don't know about.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's 2 people that are reading the Spookies that are based obviously
on the
enjoying
merits of
it enough.
Just the dumb comic.
Yeah.
They liked it.
Yeah.
So you guys who have listened for a while, just chip in $1. Chip in 5. There's all sorts of prizes. Like, what is the our hero Shane? Let's give his name now. Can we?
We can give his name now. We'll sing his praises until
our buddy
end of
Shane
days.
Gave $100.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a friend.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Shane in 6 months. And I was like, does he think he is too good for Northern Virginia now that he lives in Portland?
Yeah.
And you know what I say now that Shane has given me $100? I say yes and no sir.
All hail.
And he will
Shane.
Be drawn into the comic now. By the way.
He could do whatever.
I have to do a portrait of him as a monster, which is cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be fun.
If I have to sit in his lap and spin like a top for $100, I'll do it. I don't care.
But I mean,
that's a friend.
If you contribute different levels, you know, $10, you get a copy of the comic mailed to you. I think $5, you get a PDF of the comic. And it goes up. $20, you get a black and white sketch of your favorite character. $50, you get a color, full color drawing of your favorite character. And then you get your drawn into the comic for $100. And for $200, you get a piece of the original artwork. So if you like the artwork,
Which is great.
Which is, I think it's pretty
good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And the artwork looks almost exactly as it does on the internet, because everything that I'm using is a traditional medium. So the only thing you're going to be missing are the word bubbles. So, you know, and you can frame it. Or,
I just
know,
realized
treasure
that,
it
by
or,
the way. What? It's cool, though. It gives it like a, I don't know, you can actually see the whole panel.
Yeah, I mean, the word bubbles actually end up covering up some of the art or some of the gags.
Yeah, the art is good. It really, these days on the internet, how much of the comics are like that penny arcade crap that's just whipped out by, what is that, Jerry? Just like a computer pen on one of those bamboo pads and they just scroll it out?
I'm not really familiar with penny arcade that much, but I know the stick stuff. There's just like stick figures.
Yeah,
there's actual stick figures, which I like, they're funny.
A good thing for you, because it's like it's all writing, it has nothing to do with the art. But we're trying to do something that has
both mediums,
you know, both mediums together. And I think that's something that if you like that type of comic, then please, please, please support us, and then we can keep doing this type of comic. Right,
yeah, we just want something. We do so much because we like it.
Yeah, Jay.
But don't you think we'd like a couple bucks for it? For the love of Christ, man.
Yeah,
like I said, like as an independent artist, I mean, John's a writer, I'm an illustrator. Just knowing that people care, that the people are looking at your stuff, that people could I mean, it means the world, because you're not doing this because you know you're not going to get rich doing this. Do you know that, John?
No.
Well, I'm just letting you know now. I mean, very, very unlikely you'll get rich doing this, but knowing that people care is enough to feel like you've completed that artistic cycle. You know, you've created something, you've shown it to people, they've responded. So that's really what this is about, is to just stroke our egos. Right, John?
Dude, look.
You mean Jay.
Look at it. No, I just, whatever. Get my social on air for all I care. Look at it like this. Marshawn Lynch, running back for the Seahawks. He won the ring last year.
Okay.
They're the Super Bowl champions currently.
All right.
That's a dude that likes to run. He's a running back. He enjoys running. But don't you think the crowds and the paycheck make him run a little faster, a little harder? Maybe he doesn't go out of bounds so much, runs into the tackle. That's what this is. It's like,
yeah,
I like entertaining. I like writing.
Can you pan up Chariots of Fire now?
Make me do it better. And give me the money. Make me feel recognized. Make me feel like someone's out there holding my jersey.
And to that end, too, comment on John's show.
Yeah.
Comment on John's show. It's so much more fun when things are interactive.
Yeah.
Than if you're just kind of, like I said, talking into the vacuum. So, you know, if you're, this is our motivational show. If you're listening, comment and let him know that you care or that you have a funny anecdote or.
Oh, here it is. If, oh, keep talking, Jerry.
Or that.
The timeless score of Vangelis. These synths have aged like fine wine. We still hear them to this day. Go on, G. Bring it home strong.
John needs your help.
And it's so many levels.
And it's only from you. You can save John. You can save John. And or at least you can, like I said.
Woo!
Woo! Yay!
Nice. Can we just play the remaining 3 minutes of this? I'm a fan of the song. What can I say?
Yeah.
They really were running on the beach as you did that.
That's right. Oh, you see.
I definitely remember a scene in The Chipmunks where who was the chick equivalent of Simon? Something was dropped out of a hot air balloon, mm-hmm. and it was like an explosive, or it contained, I don't know, Ebola in a bottle, and she had to jump and catch it in slow motion, and this was played in the background.
Aww.
So years later, when I saw this movie, I'm like, hey, it's the song from The Chipmunks. And then my mom turned to me and said, you are the dumbest 30-year-old ever. There we go. Gee, that was a hell of a spiel.
Well, just trying to help you out, John.
Yeah, so pay early.
Yeah.
Really, G was explaining there's typically a final push where a lot of money comes in at the very end.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us get strangers' money.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's better than taking money from my friends, and believe me, that's sweet. And as anyone with an artistic aspiration realizes, that's pretty much how they're going to pay their bills in time.
Yeah.
It's better taking the money of people I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to pay them back.
Yeah. And
like, Shane, I have to be nice to Shane for a long time now.
The other thing is, say you have a problem with the site, or for whatever reason you can't pay a dollar. You can share the link, you know? You can get it out there so that other people can know about it, and maybe they'll pay a dollar. But, you know, there's things, if like I said, if you're listening to John's show, he's never asked anything of his
other
listeners.
Than send
well, I've
me
asked
food.
You to get me listeners, but Christ knows you haven't done that. So how about you pick it up on this?
So, you know, this is one way that, a very small way that you can offer your support, keep him going.
Yeah, it's $1.
Keep his sanity.
Yeah. If this were, I was going to say 1998, yeah, about, let's say 2001. If this were 2001, he'd be spending that every month on internet pornography. So just, it sounded like you let out a toot. Was that a phone vibration?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me money. Yeah. Give me
money. Money, money, money.
Yeah, I'll split it with G over here. See, I didn't say his full name.
Oh, my.
There, that's it.
All right.
Another evergreen episode.
Sounds
I'll
beautiful.
Play this in 2 years and Google that Kickstarter, and it'll be like, you know, shut down for wants of funds.
2 years, John. We're in this for 2 years. That's my that's my contract here.
That I said that 4.5 years ago.
But we got to give it a chance. So this is our first venture into the unknown here, of the public, and we'll just cross our fingers.
Why did I shouldn't have shut Chariots of Fire. We could have just played it again. Damn it. Oh, well, next Kickstarter. Aha, I'm kidding. That'll never happen. Give us all the money now. Give like there's no tomorrow.
Also, as we're talking, are we done?
No, you can bring more content.
Oh.
Get us home.
We'll also be at the Small Press Expo. This is kind of the heart of the Kickstarter, is that we want to go and show off the comic.
You could see me in person, people. I know you've heard radio people. We're all gorgeous.
Oh, that's
meet me in person.
And we
confirm.
May be doing a show, right, from the comic, from the expo, from the convention. Isn't that a possibility?
I would love to. I have a rig.
I mean,
I have the home studio now, and it's portable.
And we may be interviewing other comic creators that are actually famous or semi-famous. That's why not, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
Yeah, you'll be there already.
But
seems smart.
Getting us there with a product is a lot better than getting us there without a product, which we have done before. Thinking that we could sell t-shirts
We did okay
without having a comic.
You are recalling the Dirty Tissues, our original comic that we did, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, what?
Exactly, 10 years ago.
Is it really?
Yeah. Jeez. We're 23. Can you put that damn phone in your lap? Vibrate on your unattended shaft. Maybe you'll get a thrill or two.
Okay.
Yeah, that was our first comic, a web comic. And instead of the nice comics that you'll get if we can print these damn things out, these will look like actual comics.
Yes, yeah. They will be the correct size. They will have the same printing process. They'll look legit. These will not be run at Kinko's at the last minute on
which
printer
we may
paper.
Or may not have done. They were just folded piece of white.
Yeah, they were
paper.
Folded pieces of white paper, man.
I mean, it wasn't even like they took a double sized piece of paper and folded it together so it looked like a normal sized piece of paper. Wasn't it just...
Yeah, it was 8.5 by 11, folded in half.
Folded in half.
So it was like a pamphlet.
It looked like a rectangle. Yeah. It was the ugliest damn thing. But then I met a chicken finger-banged her in the parking lot. So you know what? Worked for some of us. God, I wish she'd shaved.
We did sell out of those, by the way.
We did.
We only charged $1, and people were willing... That was the right price. Of course, we didn't... Again, I think it cost us like 80 or 90 cents to print them, so...
So profit. That's what you're saying.
Artists aren't usually the best at the whole business side of these things, but...
You charged what we made.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, we sold out of it. We got, you know, getting the content out there is just as important, I think, at a convention as making money, but I think a lot of other artists would disagree with me. But, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We're going to sell some comics is what we're going
to
do.
That's what we're trying to do.
And everyone's going to give $100.
That's fine.
And then John will, you know, worship them forever.
Did you hear me lay it on with Shane? I said like two or three kind words on a show he doesn't even listen to. So. And he posted on Facebook and I liked it and commented back. So what are you, $100 doesn't buy me, really. Come on.
Yeah, it does.
That's what you get, some likes. Let's bring this on home.
All right.
Well, with another segment.
All right.
That did sound a bit endy.
Yeah.
Not to get your hopes up, the audience's hopes up. We still got like 20 minutes. Oh, yeah, 38. We got at least 10 more minutes.
All right.
You emailed me or texted, whatever, it all blurs together.
Yeah.
You DM'd, you Instagram messaged me. Something. Carrier pigeoned.
That's right. That's what I did.
We're at WallStreetInsanity.com. And it was a list of 50 things every woman should realize about men. Because that deals a lot with Wall Street. Why? We all just want traffic.
No, that was because you were having problems with your girlfriend. So I figured you could.
Was I?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Oh, I mean, you weren't.
Thank you.
But.
She might listen.
You hadn't been to Bone Town in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't in Bone City.
I might still be circling.
You did go to Philadelphia, but you skipped right over.
I think I'm still circling the Beltway. It's around Bonetown at the moment.
So that was for you to forward to her. And I think that there's some sound advice in there from a man's perspective. Things that you've just kind of said, like, hey, it's not such a big deal, you know?
Let's
throw
go
a handy.
All 50. The list is the friend of the DJ. The DJ, as the French pronounce it.
Okay.
We can go through this right quick.
All right.
You got to stay away from his internet search history, number one.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that and found something horrific?
I mean, you discover their porn.
Yeah, that's what they were tiptoeing around there, Allison.
No, I mean,
you're not going to find like
they said you'd be
UNICEF, NAACP.
Donations to Spookies.
Yeah.
Preposterous. Yeah,
you definitely won't find that.
He doesn't give anything in the sack, but here he is giving to this Kickstarter.
What have you found? What is the most horrific pornographic site you've found?
There was nothing horrible. I think anyone that I've really been with, they've been pretty open about it. They just keep it open. Now everything's on lockdown. Like the last 2 years or so have been on super lockdown. Like you can't even borrow someone's phone. I mean, you could get them to give you a kidney. Like, do you need an organ before you could borrow somebody's phone and look through their photos?
Well, that is the modern equivalent. Like, browser URL is so 2006.
But they're saying, he was saying, you know, you probably aren't prepared for it. You probably couldn't handle what was in there. And really nothing surprises me too much. So I didn't find anything shocking.
Even going through,
like, I'm not really tech savvy. So for me to go through someone's computer or whatever, like, I have to hire someone. I'm just not that, unless it's right there in my face. And anytime something's been right there in my face, it's not been anything terrible, really.
The worst thing is, like you said, you snap pictures of your girlfriend, and my chick immediately has to delete 90% of them.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I look bad here. I look bad here. I look bad here. Dude, if I haven't monitored my phone before I come out, I'm sweating like Bogart in the Kane Mutiny. I'm just like, oh, God.
Anybody could go through my phone right now. I don't care. So.
And I have to just be like, you've deleted enough. You're killing all the memories I made for us. And snatch it away. Yeah, I know. You have like weird little hidden file pockets for all your...
Yeah, that's me.
Your pornography and stashed hog photos. And
that's right.
I don't want to do all of these because they're so redundant, but some of them are good. Yeah. Never criticize his mother.
Yeah, but who does that?
Who criticizes anyone? Oh, wait, me. I remember that with my ex, where she was laying on and laying on about her pops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just went to town because you might not gather this from listening to the show, but I have an acid tongue that likes to demean and destroy. And I started putting it to work on the pops. And I mean, within 5 seconds, she was just all, that's my dad. Never talk about him that way again.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, I did drive here to get laid. So you know what? Your dad is all trips to Disneyland as far as I'm concerned, Chickie Pie.
But I mean, who would do that anyway? I mean, I wouldn't really slam somebody's parents or whatever. You know, to me, like, you talk about your mom an awful lot. And I think that can kind of poison the waters for someone else to kind of make their own, you know, observations or, you know, likes or dislikes about your mom themselves. So sometimes I think we have to kind of be careful about that ourselves, just because it hits, you know, no one can get on our nerves like the people that are closest to us. So things that Jerry might say get on his nerves about his wife or his dad or his whatever.
Nothing gets on my nerves about my wife.
That's right. This guy's trained. But I'm saying, like, those things, you know, you can do those things because the only ones that can really get to you the most are the people that are closest to you. So, but let somebody else chime in. It's the same with these two guys, the brothers over here. You got William and John, but let, you know, the things that they say.
Whoa. W. Keep it anonymous.
That's right. I mean, W and J over here.
Thank you.
But let someone say something about John. And William's like, them's fighting words, and he's Popeye. Now, get him. And you're like, whoa.
Fighting over olive oil's pussy. Like a couple of Irish boxers at the turn of the century.
That's right. So, there you have it.
You had the fisticuffs up.
Yeah, I did.
That was number nine.
Yeah.
Here's one I'm living through right now. But it is even
withholding. What are you going through right now? Did I miss this?
What am I reading through?
Yeah, what are you reading?
It's a list of 50 things every woman should realize about men.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Number nine. Don't go through his browser history. That was one of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's some dumb ones. Yeah. Don't bombard him the second he walks through the door. I mean, that's
but you don't have that because you never really dealt with anyone like in a living situation where your activities of daily living
I've had
are
those
integrated.
Go tits up 2 days in. I, to this day, I remember vividly our good friend, Jerry knows her, Laura. Laura was staying with me for a day or two. Jerry, yeah. Say something. I didn't throw
you mean
that to
G.
you for nothing.
What?
G.
Wait, who?
Laura.
Laura who?
Laura G.
Are you doing a... I don't want to do a... Yeah, Laura A.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wanted to keep it all anonymous.
Right.
Yeah. And... I swear to God, 24 hours into us hanging out, I believe the Redskins were playing on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
She made a move on me, and I kind of did the like little, we'll wait till halftime.
Yeah.
And she started just crying and crumbled in my lap and was crying like inches from what was like a semi-aroused dick dying by the second as I'm just trying to watch football. I'm like, this is hellish, and this must be what marriage is.
Yeah.
Crying on top of a very confused penis while I'm just trying to watch the game.
But it's different when you have someone that you're with all the time. Even with Katie, she's the closest one that you've had in proximity and that's gone this distance. So, but when you have someone that's every day, I mean, I can see how that can be, you know, the second he comes home and then you're just this whole barrage of things. Like, that's annoying. That's annoying to me, and I'm a chick. Like, it's like, yeah, I don't want to hear that either. Like, don't you have something nice to say? I can't tell you how many times I say that to people. Like, do you have anything nice to say?
What horrible world do you live in? Where abuse is just shoveled on top of you like so much manure.
I mean, that's what people do. And they're like, oh, and so, look at this nosy person. Look at that. I was like, don't you have anything nice to say?
After you went through his browser history.
But I'm not really nosy that way. I mean, either you want to put it out there and I can appreciate that, or you don't. And I just think, hey, you're a world of trouble. Keep it to yourself. You've got a lot of skeletons. You can have them.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Withholding sex is a dangerous game.
That's bad. That's really, really bad. And I don't think
this is the one so far on the list that I think needs to be put out there. Not that I'm going through any sort of dry spell of any sort.
But I told you, when I saw that doctor, I don't know, Brown or whatever he is, men are from Mars.
Proctologist.
And women are from Venus. And he was talking. I remember I was working at the hospital at the time, and he was just on there and he's like, women, just give your guy a handy or something. Like, yeah, take that. And I thought, what a douchebag. But man, I was like 22 at the time or something, you know?
And you're just like, all holes in play, boys. Handy, what is this, fourth grade?
No, I just thought, like, wow, that is so terrible. Like, it should be more than, but really, men are hardwired.
Even a handy is very acceptable.
Yeah,
maybe because I'm getting so little right now.
Yeah.
A handy is good.
But
a handy is like,
this,
you touched my penis and you brought it to climax. Here's your Nilla wafer.
You're free to cry in my lap now.
We can go back to Frasier. As I come to the paused face of Niles.
But I've said this a million times on the show that I really do believe that men get their greatest sense of approval from women through sex. So if they don't feel like they're champs or they're not getting any, then really it's going down the toilet. So it's about connecting and whatever. And it can only take a few minutes sometimes. So you telling me you don't have 3 minutes? Listen to G.
I mean,
over
especially
here.
If you've been spacing it out like that, every time you do give it to him, it'll be a short affair. Like, oh, I forgot how nice this feels.
So there's that. What else do you got on there?
10, he's jealous of all your straight guy friends. Very true. My girl, I think, only claims to have one kind of larger gay friend, and I'm A-okay with that.
Yeah.
Unless it's some Warren Beatty shampoo scenario. I don't know if they're that cunning this day and age, the kids.
Yeah.
Number 11, he wants to try anal. I joke about it a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a test interest, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big anal-driven guy. I know G isn't. G's very meat and potatoes, I think, in the sack.
But I think that could be you, too. I mean, as long as you're getting meat and potatoes, you're fine.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Since when do I need
sparklers and whoopie pies, yeah.
Caviar? Where's my burger? Where's the beef?
I mean, if it's on the table for anniversaries and a nice report card, yeah.
Well, that's what he's saying. Hey, save it for his birthday, but maybe you want to give him a treat. But
I don't get the obsession with it. I'll do it once in a while.
Yeah.
But I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's gambling, really. It's risk versus reward. It's like, how much better is this than a vagina versus
something that wasn't designed for that?
It's going to look like I picked up a dog turd using my shaft.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the association is with pornography, where those women just, you know what I mean? They're getting clonics for 10 days straight.
Yeah.
And then they're
pouring hot coffee up there.
I mean, then they're shooting ping pong balls and everything else out of there. So what's a little...
Oh, but to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, God, is it gross when they have not tended to that? And there's just like the softest brown ring around this gaped pink ass.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It looks like
Barbie drank
hot cocoa. Why
would you want to spring that on your girlfriend and then you forget, oh, we just went out for Mexican. Maybe I shouldn't have stirred this honey pot.
He wants to bang your friends.
That's true.
I mean, if they're doing their friends right, most chicks I've rolled with have always been like the good-looking one in a little troll pack. Once in a while, I'll get a hot friend, and oh, God, do I want to fuck him? Oh, God. Oh, God, is that dead on?
Yeah.
He wants you to seduce him, blah, blah, blah. He notices when you don't wear the jewelry he bought you. That's true.
We know
it's just
because
I'm cheap. I'm just like, you know what? I paid for that damn thing. Put it back on.
Actually, this necklace that I always wear was given to me by a boyfriend, and I wear it every single day. It's the only jewelry I've ever gotten. It's the only one.
Which
that
boyfriend?
It's a while ago.
Really?
Yeah. We don't need to name names.
Fine. I'm just going to guess then. Kofi Annan.
Nope.
Oh, I'm out of guesses.
But I'm saying I do wear it. But I'm not a big jewelry person. So, I mean, if I have a couple pieces or something. But this is really this, and it has a matching bracelet. And I do wear it. So, and he's married now and has a couple kids. So.
Sorry, I'm just reading this
But
list.
He still private messages me on Facebook and we say, oh, I see you wearing that necklace. Really? Wearing anything else I got you? Which he did give me some. He was actually very good in the gift-giving department.
Like, yeah, I'm wearing that wart.
Yeah, that's right. From that time.
Wearing those bumps. I thought they were razor bumps when I went to the gyno, but they're not.
From the time you took me to the fudge factory. After Mexican.
Oh, God.
And we made it rain.
God, can you imagine having warts back there?
You don't even wipe properly. So
what are you talking about?
He has to stand up to wipe.
Oh, I heard that episode.
Yeah, that's that's so weird.
You have a special dysfunction.
Yeah, well,
that
but
runs,
his mom
runs
not,
in the family.
Yeah,
or something.
How do people
it's like
not,
some sort of hobbit disease?
But his mom did say the same thing. She goes, "Oh, we're not built like that. We have to." And I was like, "William doesn't. Oh, he definitely takes after his father. That's John is me all the way. The feet and the derriere." That's all Maria. And we have to stand to wipe. Like, what is going on with your mud flaps?
I don't know. We're not going to do that segment again. All I know is it's clean when I leave, and then 10 minutes later it isn't.
That's horrible. You should be happy then when your girlfriend goes down there. I mean, you have a surprise.
No, please, whenever that's happening.
Yeah, what's happening?
Then? Oh, it has been cleansed. It has been cleansed like Hitler did the gypsies, all right? Nothing's getting through that crack if there's any even a potential of a mouth being
yeah,
in the area.
Yeah, but sometimes you act so surprised. You're like, I got to refresh. I'm like, you were just in there. Like, he just looks at a box of Raisin Bran and he's got to refresh. Uh-huh. I mean, that's pretty bad. You're like, I got to, be right back. To be continued. Comes out smelling like Febreze. Like, really? What went in there? He's in there like a chimney sweep.
Like the bird eating Prometheus's liver. Just like, this is back. I just cleaned up.
Oh, my. That's nasty.
Now I'm just thinking of a herpes asshole looking like a jackfruit. Bumps all over it.
That's gross.
It is.
Yeah. What else is on there?
Oh, thank God. I thought I almost clicked the list off, but I didn't.
Okay.
He wants kids. It's hardwired into his DNA. No matter what he says when he's in his 20s, when he gets a little older, he's going to want a legacy to leave behind. I don't know if he wants kids.
Yeah.
Dominating a chick to the point you leave a big old cream pie in her is awesome. That's really what it is. It's hot knowing that the chick is down for that. Like, she doesn't require you to pull out.
Oh, goodness.
That's the best part.
And suddenly, G is silent.
The actual kid part.
I don't know where
part.
That came from with kids. Like, how is those two things related?
Because you're leaving it in.
Yeah. That's how babies get made.
He's getting an education, and he has a human he made.
Yeah. He's like, that's how kids get made. I just sent my wife off, and she came back pregnant a month later.
Oh, my.
Kid came out so dark because she was vacationing in Africa when he was conceived.
That's right.
Knows when you're lying to him. That's true. Girls do like to fancy that they're the only ones that can sniff the BS, but you aren't very good liars either. That's you can lie true. About sociopathic things, but you can lie about that to anyone. Like, no, I'm not cheating on you.
Yeah.
And it's like, people will believe that because they don't want to think like you're the dregs of humanity.
Yeah.
they haven't built a life with a piece of shit.
Yeah, but if I get into your Hershey Kisses under the cabinet, whoa, buddy, I know you were in there.
Boy, oh, that's not a metaphor either. My mom really keeps Hershey's Kisses. My mom is like the fat kid in Monsters Ball, the one that gets hit by the car. Halle Berry's little fatso, and he's got just that treasure trove of candy. I believe Jeannie Sack in The Sopranos also has the same move, just a hidden box of chocolate. I'm like, yeah. That's when you know you're fat. Like, I'm sloppy and all that shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I eat poorly, and it just kind of slowly builds over time.
Yeah.
When you've got a box full of chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a variety.
And then you're hiding it, essentially, from yourself.
And you're hiding it, yeah.
Because you live alone, essentially.
Yeah, you're keeping it out of sight because you know it's horrible for you.
Yeah.
But it has to be there.
Yeah.
You'll kill someone otherwise. That's an issue, man.
Yeah. That's problems.
He has no interest in shoes. We've discussed this. Any man into shoes or boots.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's got some things to sort out.
Yeah, that worries me. I'm glad he's not into shoes.
Namely the fact that he wants those shoes on the feet of a man as they're pressed into his crotch. That's what he really needs to come to terms with. I'm sorry.
I'm not into shoes either. So.
I do not care.
No.
You could bind them like the mummy.
Ugh. Wait, no, we saw that. We did that.
No,
joke.
Not like Asian foot binding. I just mean like wrap them in toilet paper for all I friggin' care.
Yeah.
I don't really hate feet anymore. I'm very ambivalent. I realize rubbing a chick's feet makes them very happy.
Yeah, it does. That's nice.
Not even if you're doing it all that well. It's just like,
yeah.
It beats him texting while he's with me.
Yeah.
You should always take his side. He wants you to expose him to new things. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I guess that gets back to the Philly episode. It would have been nice if we brainstormed
that
together.
But she is 12. Give her a break. She makes 60 cents an hour. Man up. You own your own business. You've been around the world. Take her on a trip.
All right, here's
one. Show
her
something new.
You should never flirt with his friend. No shit.
Why?
No, you're a soulless piece of dog crap. You know that?
I'm an insatiable flirt.
Yeah, that's horrible. You might as well cuckold him. You might as well come out with a milk mustache and be like, Steve's been eating his pineapples. Where are we going for dinner, hon?
So Katie can't flirt with your friends?
No.
Okay.
God, no. He wants you to be his muse. Most people are so dumb they don't even know what that means, much less wanting a muse. Fuck that. Whatever it is you want in bed, he will do it. Wrong. Wrong. Another guy. No. Continue.
That is true, though. Guys will really do anything.
No.
Yes.
I want to be spit roasted. Bam. That was the big rejection stamp.
But you have to agree
idea.
That you've already come together. And if you're already dating someone, there are those common denominators. So you really are willing to make your partner happy. And if she said, hey, I want to put a popsicle on your nipples, you're going to be like,
fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying not
but
everything's
then you're
in play.
Thinking, in my
what if your
mind,
chick is like, I want to see you blow a dude. I'd be like, well, that's very nice. Hopefully in 15 years, computer graphics will get to the point you can make that happen.
But I think even her expressing her interest or whatever, I mean, that's good, which I think a lot of times there is not a, like, open lines of communication that way. You know, guys would rather have that information than none at all. Like, hey, give me some signals. You liking this? You liking that? Is this not good? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He doesn't want to hear about your sexual past?
Yeah, then why do you guys ask?
Because we want to know if you're a dirty whore. That's why. We want to hear about it and judge you for it.
Yeah, okay.
And then get our favorite dinner because you used
but
to suck a lot of cock.
But everyone feels inadequate after you ask those things. Like, if somebody wants to know...
I don't
like
feel inadequate. I just kind of want to make sure I'm not going to get something.
No, but... Yeah, okay.
And I want to feel
and
like
And why do guys always ask your favorite position? Like, there's certain things you can do with somebody else that you cannot do with somebody else. Like, there are certain things I could do with you that maybe I couldn't do with G. But do I want to really break that down for you? Like, oh, spinning tops, my favorite with J.
He was big enough to get in there. You need all the help you can get. I'm going to put my ankles around your neck, and maybe then you'll get deep enough to hit something.
That's right. So you need a step stool to do what G can do.
He wants to be the best lover you've ever had. So
and that
untrue.
Is true.
Oh, when
no,
I was younger, yes.
No.
Now, I just don't... I can even be the worst. I just don't want it to be by like a huge margin.
Why do you guys say things like, oh, is this the biggest you've ever had?
I don't ask anything because I know the answer will be in the negative.
But they do ask.
Wow, have you ever come that hard? Yes. Have you seen bigger? Yes. Have you been on bigger? God, yes. Today, yes.
Longer, faster, harder, deeper? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite position? You can't do it.
If he cheats on you once, he'll do it again.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, is it cheating if like you do it once a year on a special day? What was that movie with The Purge with Ethan Hawke where once a year you can kill people? Can't it just be that? Once a year I can just go out and slay
it? Yeah, but do you want her to do that? No.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's cheating. I'm shocked you don't understand how that works.
Stupid me.
You should let him open doors for you. Yeah, that's true. I like walking around and opening a door, and I hate when they're like, well, I could have done that faster. You know, shit.
That always reminds me of that movie with Mae West and Cary Grant, and he goes to hold her hand, and she goes,
oh, I know that one. It's called The Old Timey.
Yeah.
And
she says, I don't need you to hold my hand. I can hold it myself.
Wow.
And Cary Grant's like just voice. Sitting there like that.
Hold it myself. Like Dr. Strangelove.
It was pretty funny.
Let him win sometimes. Yeah, let.
Oh, let the mighty and powerful lose. Yeah.
You make him watch a chick flick, at least give him a blowjob afterwards. Yes, that should
be. Yeah, but I don't even do chick flicks. So what's in it for me?
Mechanism.
Yeah,
You're going to watch The Running Man together and then he has to rim you?
What if I sit through football when I don't know what's happening? Oh, go, football man, go. Catch it. Oh, don't drop it. Oh, did he go over the line? Is that bad?
Oh, football man. Oh, football man.
Oh, more beer. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great.
Speaking of threesomes, he will never stop trying. That's 43.
Yeah.
I've stopped trying. Now I just want to have solo twosomes on the side every so often. I'm like, I get it. You don't want another chick. Can I drain him once in a while?
Oh, my.
And he's not your dad. That's creepy as hell. You're not his mother. He's not as complicated as you are. Those are the last couple.
Yeah, but that is true. And I that's to me is a no-brainer.
Which one? I read three because I'm just trying to get out of here.
He's just not as complicated. And that's true. And I've learned as I've gotten older.
Not complicated either. I'm sorry. You fancy yourselves complicated. You're not.
I think we make things more complicated than they have to
you
be.
You do.
Yeah.
But knowing that someone makes something complicated does not make them complicated.
No, but I think guys are a lot easier. If you just ask them to do something, they're just willing to do it. But we don't feel like we should have to ask. We think, hey, you should want to do the dishes. And hey, you should want to make the bed. And you should want to put all those 100 pillows on there, you know?
But, you know, I've been really good this time around. It's just translated to no sex. God, I want sex. God. God, I miss that.
But you're not really translating that well. So she's not really aware of that. So that's
on
yourself.
No, I make it abundantly clear.
No. No. With jokes.
No,
like,
no.
Like, knock, 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 knock.
It's not going to suck itself. Knock, knock, knock. Seriously, I need it sucked. That's what I do.
That's him, really.
All kidding aside.
And he's putting a bunch of Cheetos on his lap going, hey, who wants a snack?
Nice.
She's like, nah, Cheetos aren't my thing. Kit Kat, anyone?
Shove it up my urethra. Suck it out.
You got to earn it.
Well, that was another Papa's Basement, wasn't it?
Oh, goodness.
I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Bing da dum bong.
Joined by Allison Frank.
And G.
Late in the second episode, bringing the energy.
And G.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for two episodes a week of the show. All of our contact info, the Twitter handles.
Sounds good.
Also, I'm going to be posting that Kickstarter link for the Spookies. Track that down. Please give us your money, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, or a buck. You say give me money, they're thinking, I'm poor too. Yeah, give a dollar.
$1.
$1. $1 saves John's life.
But man, that's if you true. Could get some of his art, I mean, that's worth it. What is that, $5? $10? I mean, that's
10
up
or 20.
There.
What is it to get a...
$20 for an original pencil sketch.
That is great.
And a comic. And a comic.
It looks nice. It looks nice. $20. Come on. Come on, money bags.
Yeah.
Sorry. That broke the rhythm a little. Find us on iTunes. Please, please, please go to iTunes, look up Papa's Basement, subscribe to us, give us a good rating, all that crap, and Stitcher. Stitcher's a great mobile app. It, I don't know what it does, but I want to be higher on it.
Yeah.
The ranking. I'm in the low 4,000s now. Let's get into the 3,000s. From there, the 2,000s are right over the horizon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Climbing those charts.
And then pretty much we just have that Scrooge Scrooge McDuck vault to swim in. Once we've accomplished that. All right, we're out of here.
Boom.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.